Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 3, we were taught one of the responsibilities of a deacon is to back the pastor in all things that are scriptural. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, many authors I read spoke of good degree as a good reputation among the church member. I think it rather has a greater value than that. I think it speaks of eternal reward. A reputation among church members dies when you die or when they die. So I believe that this speaks of a reward that is special above others. A good reward is one that lasts forever. But it's only if they are faithful and do the work. In great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, as they are faithful and they carry out the office, the Lord, via His Holy Spirit, continually emboldens these men with the stand for the doctrine and gospel. These are men. Your church has visitation. You should see them there. Now, if they have a job that takes them out of there on the night that you have visitation, it should be known, and they should report to their pastor that they made visit. And we see the results in Acts when Stephen and Philip preached the word. They were faithful in their office and therefore were trusted with greater things. And by the way, the word purchased, they purchased to themselves a good degree, has the idea of they earned it. It's God's way for him to obtain. Thank God for good deacons. You have good deacons in your church? Write them a note. Encourage them. Tell them, I appreciate how you support our pastor, you back him, and I appreciate your faithfulness and your willingness to work for our Lord through our church. Now understand, as a pastor, deacons are not Christ, they're not God. But they have proven faithful, consistent, and that's important. Deacons deal in temporal things. You might send a deacon to a Sunday school class where a child is disrupted, and he gives the okay to put that child out of the class. And he must learn to back the pastor and back that which is right. There might be a dispute in the music. There might be a dispute in one of the ministries of the church, just like it was with the widows in Acts 6. And we give that deacon authority to do something about it, but he must back and observe the desire of the Lord and that through his pastor. If something is unscriptural, something is unethical, it needs to come back to the pastor. That's the way God designed it. Deacons were established to settle existing problems in a church, not to create them. They were needed for the temporal, carnal manners of the church, so that the men of God, the pastors, may apply themselves to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God. Now, this takes us right to these last three verses, verses 14 through 16 of this third chapter. And I think it's important. This chapter has laid out the requirements for being a pastor in verses 1 through 7. And then in verses 8 through 13, we see the requirements for deacon. Now, being a deacon or a pastor is not the ultimate. Remember, this book is addressed to a young pastor by the name of Timothy. Now, as important as these requirements are, they're like a forest of things that may get our focus off the main tree. So let's look to our text and read verse 14, and we see preparation. "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly." Now, when he says these things, talking about these things of this chapter here, it also tells us, you better keep these things in mind because I'm getting ready to come to thee. It really includes all that has been written in the book and will be written. There's been instruction in 1 Timothy about false doctrine, praying for leaders, witnessing, the role of women, the qualifications for pastors and deacons. And so the apostle, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, says, I'm hoping to come to you shortly. But he doesn't give him an exact date or time. So he's writing to him because he's going to check on these things now. I had a boss in college, and I worked at a TGNY store. So I was going through college. I had a wife and children, so I had to work. But I would walk with him out the door from the back of the store all the way to the front. And as he was leaving, he'd tell me about four or five things he wanted done. But I learned something pretty quickly. The last thing that he said was the first thing he looked for upon returning. He may not even remember the other thing, but he always remembered that last thing he told you. Now, you could do the other four things first, but if the last thing was not done, he'd be very upset. But if that last thing was done, he was understanding if some of the other four did not get done, okay? The point is, I learned what he expected, and I did it because I needed a job, okay? And I needed to be able to feed my family. Now, we should view the coming of Christ the same way. He's coming again, and just like Paul says, I expect to come to you shortly. I think he's coming shortly. Soon. We don't know when Jesus is coming, but my friend, I can tell you this. He's coming for sure. And he left a book for which we'll give an account, this book, the Bible. So you better read it, think on it, and obey it. Timothy has the position of pastor. He must see to it that these things are carried out by the local church. That's why his name is on it. But the message is for the entire local church. It's the church manual for all local churches of this age. But God has given Timothy the authority to see to it, as a pastor, these things are carried out. And that's the responsibility of a pastor. But don't go outside the book, okay? No, today they say you've got to go outside the box. Well, if the Bible is the box, don't go outside the box. You stay in God's box. You know, I hear that term, go outside the box, usually means think outside the box is to get away from the Word of God and get in some other boxes. You know, I'd as soon stay in God's box as the world's box. But again, I can't make anybody do anything, but I can just tell them what God expects, and that's what we're doing. Now, he is the pastor, the duly appointed one to carry out the direction of God's word within the local church. Now, what is Timothy to do? He needs to get things in order. That's what we're told. He is to get things here ready, have them in order, and ready. I'm reminded of Amos 4, verses 12 and 13, where it says, "Because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For lo, he that formeth the mountains and createth the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness, and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. My friend, are you prepared to meet God? Is my life in the order God wants it when he comes? Am I in the prescribed will of God for my life? Oh, look, prepare to meet thy God. Jesus came the first time and had men studied the book of Daniel, especially Daniel chapter 9. They would have been looking for him when he came. Angels announced his coming. They were religious as ever when he did come, but they didn't realize he had come. They couldn't see the tree because of the force of religious activity and theory. Now, we've seen preparation, but let's look at perspective in verse 15. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. In perspective, why is the Holy Spirit given these instructions to a young pastor, Timothy, through the pen of the apostle? The structure of this verse is very interesting. But if I tarry long, if I take longer than a short time, you still need this, whether I, as an apostle, am coming or not. God sees it whether I do or not, Paul is instructed to let him know. Have you ever sat in your house? You see the pastor coming? Turn the channel? Hide the magazines? Put some clothes on. And, oh, you're getting it all because he's coming. Well, the text is saying, don't count on it if I tarry long. But if I do, you be ready for when I get there. Oh, my friend, we don't know when Jesus is coming again, but you be ready for Christ's return. And he adds that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. Now, who is thyself? Well, it's addressed primarily to Timothy, but also it's for the local church. But Timothy is the pastor, that he may teach this to the local church. Now, behave has the idea of conduct. It's that simple. Both how he is to conduct thyself, that is himself, and to conduct the church as the overseer, as the bishop, as the shepherd. It is a present infinitive which has the idea of continually conducting himself and continually conducting the church in this matter as the pastor. Many of us can't see the tree for the forest on this phrase, Church of the Living God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.